I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Concert Choir presents the Burt Bacharach Songbook at the Hutt Center in Eugene on Saturday, February 27th, with the Vicki Brabham Combo, Bill Hewlings, Shirley Andrus, and Oliver Bacharach, Burt's son. They celebrate Burt Bacharach's songwriting legacy, which includes over 70 top 40 hits in the U.S., over 50 in the U.K., 6 Grammy Awards, 3 Academy Awards, and more. Oliver Bacharach and Vicki Brabham are here with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, both of you.
Good afternoon.
Yay, thank you.
Well, Oliver, you have such a unique perspective on your father's music, having seen it and heard it from the moment you were born. What is it to you that makes your father's music stand out?
Well, I have a great appreciation for it, for one. It's always been with me, so it's kind of normal. A lot of people ask, how is it growing up?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of the way it was. But I started playing piano a bit later in life, so once I started playing out of his songbook, it made me really appreciate it to an even greater extent. I suppose I didn't grasp the intelligence of his music until I started really listening to it, until I started going on tour with him, and then I kind of realized how much appreciation some people really have for it.
It's a remarkable set of songs because it has such jazz phrasing and melodies and things in it. In a pop context, that doesn't strike me as a very easy thing to create.
Well, Elvis Costello always said that his music's not easy to listen to. They say easy listening, but it's really not that easy to listen to.
Well, you're sitting by the keyboard over there. Is there anything that you feel like playing from your father's catalog?
We
can
play one.
Introduction here.
Yeah.
What do you have that you feel like doing here?
A little Close to You.
A classic.
Okay.
Carpenters.
The Carpenters.
Gosh, I can't believe I'm sitting right next to this. I'm just
I might have hit a wrong
question. Almost speechless.
Oliver Bacharach and Vicki Brabham live in the KLCC studios and part of the Eugene Concert Choir's Burt Bacharach Songbook Evening coming up this Saturday, February 27th at the Hutt Center. Channeling a little Carpenters via Burt Bacharach there, Oliver. It's I don't think it's easy to be the offspring of a famous person. I think that's a really difficult challenge to be handled in life because it's hard to find your own identity in some people's eyes. Was that a challenge for you? Has that been a challenge that people want to think of you in terms of your father?
Yes and no, I guess. A lot of the relationships I've built here in Eugene at the University of Oregon, I've had for maybe 2 or more years before anyone actually realizes who I come from and who I am, I guess. And at the same time, when some people do find out, maybe they expect something greater than maybe what I am musically. I'm not really sure. But I'm a journalism student, and I'm going to play music forever. And one of the most special things is going on tour with my dad. I don't know how realistic a musical career is for me, but I'm not going to disregard that option.
Mm-hmm. One never knows. It's not like the musical path is an easy one. Either.
Especially nowadays.
And you had other designs, more outdoor sports, as I recall. Isn't that where your path was going?
I was a very competitive snowboarder for quite a while. So I lived in Aspen, Colorado, which is very much home to me. And that was what I wanted to do, was try to be a kind of a pro snowboarder. And then injuries catch up, and then go to school, and then you find this love of music that you can share with someone that you do love. So focus is definitely switched. I still snowboard, but definitely not like I used to.
Well, Vicki, you have a different role in this concert here, taking some of these arrangements. And, well, exactly what is your role in this upcoming concert? How are you approaching this?
Well, Diane asked me to be part of this concert. We have a long relationship in the community together as musical colleagues, and I've played on a number of her Pops programs in the past, and she has a great amount of trust in my ability to hire and work with the people that will create the sound that she's looking for to really, you know, serve her audience. This mm-hmm. This is like a beautiful buffet that we are concocting of a story, a life story, you know, certainly only part of Mr. Bacharach's hits, but every single one of them will elicit a response from the audience of, oh, and it just gets better and better. So she knew I had the passion and the energy and the enthusiasm to bring that out in the musicians and in the arrangements. So my role is alongside of Diane. I will be conducting the musical combo, and I've worked with the backup singer arrangements and Glenn Griffith and Jesse Cloninger on the musical arrangements.
Well, can we have you move over to the keyboard and dive into something for us here? We'll have you change places here. Vicki Brabham and Oliver Bacharach here in the KLCC studios ahead of the Eugene Concert Choir's Burt Bacharach Songbook at the Holt Center Saturday evening at 8 p.m.
And I grew up around, you know, taking piano lessons and playing. One of my first pop music books from the 70s had Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head in it. I thought it was the Eugene anthem because it talks about, you know, us here. But a lot of the pieces I honestly didn't understand at that age because of the irregular meters. A lot of the very lush, sophisticated harmonies were so different than other popular music that was easy to just kind of bang out by ear. So I had to grow a lot to understand the music, and now that I understand it, it still puts me in awe of the beauty, the creativity, and the intelligence behind it. So I have a little bit of Walk On By here, which I don't sing in the concert. It's actually given to the all the women of the choir do this arrangement of it, which is really fun to hear choir. You know, this music is usually identifiable as a solo vehicle, and here we have a very large concert choir singing quite a few pieces. So this is not exactly how you would hear it in the context of Saturday night. If you see me walking down the street, I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by. Walk on by. Make believe you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private. Cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. I don't get to do all that riffing necessarily with this arrangement, but I mean, I can sit at home and play this material for the next decade and not get tired of it. So to have it all at once is almost a little overwhelming. Takes me through a lot of journeys of my childhood. And
that one certainly reminds me of Dionne Warwick, who had so many hits that Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote for Dionne Warwick. Do you have any understanding, Oliver, from the family perspective of why that partnership, either with Hal David or Dionne Warwick, was such a lasting, magical thing? Did you see any of that? Or
funny is, I was actually, I was just in L.A. last weekend and kind of touched on this with my dad, with the Hal and dad relationship. Is Hal had been writing a few years before they even met in the Brill Building, and Hal was writing songs, and then once they kind of partnered up, they realized what they could do for each other. So my dad's music expanded to kind of the heights that Vicki was just mentioning, mm-hmm. and then Hal's lyrics expanded as well, and it became a great partnership. And I think they tried to write for a few different people, and then once they found Dionne and what she could really do with her voice, she kind of just became their muse. So the songs started being tailored just to her, really.
Uh-huh.
And she would always get the first pick on songs. And good story is they wrote What the World Needs Now is Love, showed it to Dionne, and she said, no, don't like it. So for some reason, because Dion wasn't so fond of it, they basically stuck it in a drawer, and it was 2 years later until they got what the Ronnie's now, and who did they show it to?
BJ Thomas, maybe?
No. What the world? Who did they show What the World Needs Now?
I'm clueless. It's my spiritual anthem. They showed it to me. They should have showed it to me.
What the world needs 2 years from now is love, apparently. This was the situation at the time. Isn't it true that Bert wrote a song for you as well? Isn't there a piece that is involved?
When I was first starting, this was probably about 4 or 5 years ago, when I was first starting to play the piano and learning how to read sheet music, he basically just kind of jotted down a melody so I could learn it. And it's quite a nice little melody. I don't actually remember it, but
yeah.
I did say that I'm going to find the sheet music, and then hopefully we'll hear that soon. Yeah.
And do you have anything else, Vicky, you'd like to dive into on the keyboard to bring back some more of these memories that most of us have from the time of Bacharach songs?
Speaking of... CD when I turned 40. I won't say how long ago that was because that's not nice, but it features 3 or 4 of Bacharach hits, and that was one of my favorite to play on, just as a solo piano jazz piece, because it, to me, it feels like a very spiritual song, and the message of it always transcended what I thought a popular song could typically do. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of stayed with me my whole life. I was born in 65, so I felt that it was really important to put that song on my recording of celebration of my, at that time, my whole career in music. I have outlived my CD so far. So.
Well, in the concert on Saturday evening, the vocals will be handled primarily by Bill Healings and Shirley Andrus, I understand. So tell me what the strengths are that they bring to this music and what personality of theirs they place into it.
Well, Shirley and Bill both have such an ability to tap into the depths of an emotional lyric. So I realize that the lyric is not Bert's, but the lyric and the music are such a beautiful pair that Shirley and Bill, both having a very strong theatrical background, have the ability to plumb the depths and make the pieces their own and make them bring out the textures, the images, the colors, the life stories as good or better as anybody that you would hear on the radio. So I love working with them. They're local favorites to our audiences, and both premier musicians that I respect.
And Oliver, are there other things about your father and his legacy that you would really like for our audience to know about?
Let's see. I don't know. Of course there are, but I
that's a hard question, I recognize.
Yeah, lead me somewhere where I can answer that.
Well, I'm curious about... I'm not sure, actually. Just what do you think he wants his music's legacy to be? He's written so many songs in so many directions with such depth, and he's coming to the close of his life. It's the natural thing. He's
absolutely
87. When he looks forward, what do you think he'd like us to remember about what he's done?
He wants, especially when we go on the road nowadays, he just wants people to be happy with his music. He wants to make people happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason why he keeps doing it, is people, you get a reaction. You get people coming up and saying, this song did this for me at this mm-hmm. time. This song did that for me.
Mm-hmm.
I cry every time I hear this song. And just having that reaction with audience members is always really, really nice. He is still writing, and I think he's still writing really well, and he is really wanting a song to be recorded, and we'll keep trying, but I'm not quite sure. So I guess looking back, I think he's probably quite content with his career.
Yeah.
I guess it just, he wants his music to keep having a lasting effect on people.
It's been interesting to me as an interviewer of all the times and all the people I've gotten to talk to in this particular role. When I interview really veteran musicians and I ask such questions about why they keep doing it, what they wish their legacy to be. For the veteran musicians, it seems to get simpler and simpler as you get older. I just want my music to make people happy. Mm-hmm. I just want to play. Things like that. The rest of the stuff seems to get stripped away. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe we get clearer as we get older, hopefully, at least in that regard. So,
and like I said, it's been a really special bonding time for him and I to be able to go do this together.
Yeah.
You know.
How wonderful.
See the world and play music on stage together and then go get to hang out afterwards. It's, it's pretty special.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in here today, and we appreciate you being here, Vicky, as well, too. Oliver Bacharach and Vicky Brabham, who will join forces with the Eugene Concert Choir, Bill Hewlings, and Shirley Andrus to present the Burt Bacharach Songbook at the Halt Center in Eugene on Saturday, February 27th at 8 p.m. Tickets and more information at eugeneconcertchoir.org and haltcenter.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.